This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Poudre School District in northern Colorado has scrapped plans to consolidate several schools after widespread backlash from parents. More than 500 people protested outside of a Board of Education meeting last night. The Coloradoan reports the plan to close five schools originally had the support of the district superintendent and board. They said it was necessary to address declining enrollment and funding. In a unanimous vote, the board relented Monday, deciding not to close any schools the 2025-2026 school year, but they warn the district's problems aren't going away. Graduates in mental health fields often face financial barriers to starting a career, and that's contributing to shortages in workers. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine reports a new program is hoping to change that.
One study shows more than half of graduates with master's degrees in a mental health field like social work or adolescent counseling give up before getting a license. Securing the necessary supervised clinical hours for that license can cost candidates thousands of dollars. C. Blank, who has a double master's degree in divinity and social work, grew up in a low-income household.
I was not expecting a financial barrier for literally every single step.
But Blank is now part of a new collaborative between MSU Denver and Kaiser Permanente. It helps participants get clinical hours and pay for expensive books and licensure materials. The $4.2 million program hopes to serve more than 100 prospective licensed counselors in Colorado. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Nearly 600 flights in and out of Denver International Airport have been delayed today as thunderstorms roll through the area. Storms dropped large hail on Colorado's eastern plains yesterday. This is CPR News.